Biographical sketch.
It was one of the five most recognized buildings designed by America's foremost architect, Frank Lloyd Wright. Built to resemble a Mayan pyramid and using delicately colored Oya stone from Tochigi Prefecture, the Imperial Hotel, 1923 to 1968, was once one of the premier hotels in the world. This iconic hotel had a serene pond of water lilies in the front and a garden in the back, and was as tough as it was beautiful. It survived the Great Kanto earthquake and World War II, but finally had to be demolished to make room for a more modern, spacious hotel. The main entrance and lobby were preserved and can be viewed in Meijimura near Nagoya. Wright was born in the state of Wisconsin in 1867. After college, he moved to Chicago in 1887 to look for a job. Because of the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, jobs involving the design of new buildings were plentiful. Wright not only found work, but also was fortunate enough to be mentored by Louis Sullivan, who is known both as the father of the skyscraper and the father of modernism in architecture. Although Wright learned much from his mentor, he had his own vision of architecture. He believed in organic architecture, a term Wright coined, and that meant designing structures in harmony with man and his environment. A wonderful example of such a building is a private house called Falling Water, built right into a natural waterfall. This unique house has been designated by the American Institute of Architects as the best piece of American architecture of all time. Wright spent 70 years of his long life designing more than 1,000 works, of which over 500 were built and 400 or more still survive today. Wright designed a huge panorama of works, including houses, hotels, office buildings, schools, churches, and museums, including the iconic spiral-shaped Guggenheim Museum in New York City. Not only did he design buildings, but he created what went into them, such as furniture, lamps, and dinnerware. Besides being an architect, Wright was a collector and dealer of Japanese art since he was attracted by its conformity with nature, its simplicity, and its use of natural materials. During the Great Depression, he surprisingly earned more money from Japanese art than he did from his architecture. When he died in 1959, he had more than 6,000 Japanese color woodblock prints in his private collection.